A change is coming for Tulsa's public housing program. Details on the Republicans running to become Oklahoma's next labor commissioner. And college softball teams begin Super Regional Series this weekend. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, May 21st. I'm Deborah Schar. Tulsa's Public Housing Authority will no longer be in the business of public housing. Ben Abrams reports, officials insist the goal remains making affordable living easier for residents.
At its Wednesday meeting, the Tulsa Housing Authority took steps to move away from a long-standing model acting as a landlord itself. Instead, THA will move completely to a voucher system. That means tenants will pay landlords with assistance from the Housing Authority rather than paying the authority directly. Spokesperson Ginny Hensley says it will free up THA's resources as funding from the federal government shrinks.
It's a positive thing. It's positive not just for us as an agency, but for Tulsa, because it's helping us not be so reliant on the federal government for funding.
Hensley says dwindling federal dollars is a problem housing authorities are facing across the country. THA is looking to sell off its remaining properties and move residents to properties that accept vouchers. In Tulsa, I'm Ben Abrams.
Oklahoma voters will be electing a new commissioner of labor this year. Sierra Pfeiffer reports the elected official is responsible for enforcing state labor laws and safety regulations.
The next commissioner of labor will serve a four-year term, overseeing the Oklahoma Labor Department. Incumbent Leslie Osborne is term limited. The agency head is designed to promote workers' welfare, improve working conditions, and advance opportunities for both employers and employees. The role also has regulatory responsibilities and must enforce state laws, including child labor laws and safety regulations. There are a handful of Republican candidates vying for the seat. Four nominees will be on primary election ballots next month. The winner will then compete against unopposed Libertarian and Democratic candidates. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
For a breakdown on who's running for Commissioner of Labor this election season, visit KGOU.org. Oklahoma's Supreme Court says a local judge should stay out of an intra-tribal dispute. Sarah Lisi has more on the ruling and its impact.
The Tlaplaco tribal town, a federally recognized tribe and band of the Muscogee Nation, has been fighting over who its leaders should be since 2007. Last year, a group of tribal citizens forced the governmental administration out of its offices and took over. Since then, tribal services have been put on hold. Further complicating matters is a web of legal activity, including a ruling in Okefuskee County District Court, which said one group was trespassing in its efforts to control tribal offices and the local tribal casino. That had been appealed to the state Supreme Court, where justices have now ruled the dispute does not belong in an Oklahoma courtroom. Instead, the justices write, the tribal town must resolve the dispute internally, or else Oklahoma courts would infringe on Tlaplaco's sovereignty. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court clerk says parties have a few weeks to petition for rehearing before the decision is mandated, but the decision is rarely revised after it's filed. Two softball squads from Oklahoma are vying for shots at going to the NCAA Women's College World Series. The Oklahoma State Cowgirls are on the road to take on the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Lincoln Super Regional. Their first game takes place tonight at 8 o'clock. It can be seen on ESPN2. Meanwhile, the Oklahoma Sooners will host the Mississippi State Bulldogs for a best-of-three Super Regional in Norman. The first game is set for tomorrow at noon and can also be seen on ESPN2. Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.